B-Pod Studios.
Elgar.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Mel. Nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Mel. Nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Celtics have been terrible on transition defense in this series. Milwaukee has outscored them 91-54 on the fast break. As you see there, that is a plus 37 margin. So there's a lot to unpack coming out of this game.
Boy.
And we're going to talk a lot about Giannis as the hour continues. But it appears his season is going to continue. It appears Kyrie Irving and the Celtics are on the verge of going out here. What do we say this morning about Kyrie?
I said it a month and a half ago, Greeny. We were on the show and I said the best thing for the Boston Celtics would be if them and Kyrie Irving got a divorce. I just don't see it working. I think the Kyrie Irving era is over in Boston.
Jay Williams on the ESPN Get Up Experience. Just one smattering of reaction across the league today after a horrific night last night for the Boston Celtics and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is the story. He is the story. There's a list of reasons why you're down 1-3 to the Bucks. Your bench is on that list. Your coach might be on that list. Gordon Hayward's on that list. I get it. On top of that list, with a bullet, on top of that list, with a big margin between 1-2 is Kyrie Irving, who undermines the regular season for much of it. Then tells you that basically it doesn't matter that he undermines it, that come the playoffs, that's what it's about, and that's when the talent rises to the fore. And I'm not worried, well, why Kyrie? Because I'm here. And on and on and on. And then he gets to the postseason, and in the last three games shoots 30% and doesn't come close to matching the superstar on the other team. And never mind the superstar on the other team.
He's not close to George Hill.
Matching the Bucks' second or third best players or even some of their bench players. And he totally goes in the tank and then sulks off the court before the game's over ahead of his teammates. And then in the post game, when he's presented with how he's played the last three games with Chris Gasper, does this.
Kyrie, Chris Gasper, Boston Globe. Have you ever had a three-game stretch like this in the playoffs, and how mentally challenging is it?
What do you mean?
Have you ever had a shooting stretch like this? I think it's... Now at this point, 19-62.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Ugh.
His epitaph?
Epitaph.
Why do epitaph.
You keep, why do you keep adding a TH?
Because I'm challenged. Epitaph.
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 Yeah, I mean, that is just... And I'll tell you, you know what bothers me the most about these 7-for-22? 1-for-7 from 3.
Yeah, who cares?
You know, like, and then the who cares? Like, okay, so wait a minute. So when you play well, you want us to celebrate you. You want to be the man. You want to leave Cleveland and leave LeBron behind. You want to get your own team. You want all this attention. And then when it's negative, you don't want it because you suck. Like, when you suck, you don't want the criticism or the scrutiny that comes with the job.
Brutal. And so that makes him a weasel. But the most damning part is that he's not delivering, which is... The whole idea with someone like Kyrie, just like with LeBron, is that you put up with all the crap and all the nonsense and the runaway ego and just the whole package that is guys like this. You put up with it because they deliver in the postseason and they take you places you wouldn't normally go.
Yeah, who cares?
We care because you're about to lose in the second round. So you sort of lose your patience and your tolerance for that sort of crap when you lose in the second round. It's really... What's the point of putting up with it if you're not going to be better on the floor with the guy than you are without him? There's no point in putting up with it. And so...
Yeah, who cares?
Here we are. Here we are with that. And the reaction was immediate across the league. Let's hear some from the TNT panel. Just give me number one, Jimmy.
I will say this. The Boston Celtics, this is a pivotal game, not just this series, but in their franchise.
They may have seen Kyrie Irving's last game there.
No, that's what I'm saying. These next game, if
wow, this
next
is game, what he wanted.
But right? this next game is going to dictate where things go and how things go in the future for the Boston Celtics. So it's more than just game five.
Well, and I'm going to disagree with you. This thing's a wrap.
Okay, so we'll just cut it there. Where Barkley says, and this is how I felt going into that game last night. You lose last night, then it's over, which means the Kyrie thing is on the table, and that's now you're at a huge organizational crossroads, and it's now. Kenny Smith is saying, well, Celtics win game five, it's still a series, which I actually agree with. I still don't want to fully buy in on the Bucks. I still feel they're flawed or not ready in some respect. But in the same breath, the Celtics aren't. They're not wired to come back in this kind of
Celtics
series.
Celtics are done, Mike.
Okay. No, they are not.
They're soft. They're soft.
So the thing is, and so the Kyrie thing, the whole thing is on the table in terms of what direction do you go? Does he want to stay? Do you want him to stay? And that whole thing, it's here. And now you're in a huge organizational crossroads where you've got to maybe make up your mind between veterans and trading kids or keeping kids and letting Kyrie walk and where's the coach and all that. And that's all on the table with this team. You think Kyrie's gone now for sure?
Yes.
I'm not 100% convinced. No, I'm not. Because I think there's a scenario that unfolds where they appease him.
Okay, but a scenario beyond them going to the finals, because that's off the table now.
Yeah, no, I still think there's another. I mean, if you're asking me to bet, he's gone.
Okay, but
he's gone. But I still think there's a chance they appease him and they rip apart the roster and they say to him, sit tight. We'll build it the way you want to build it.
He ain't worth it, Maz.
Do you want to do that?
I mean, I would.
You would?
I would.
You would tear up the whole thing just to keep him?
Pretty much.
After this act?
I would.
He ain't worth it. These three games, just keeping it to on the floor, what you've seen in these last three games, in this series, he's not worth it. He's not that kind of a transformative player that we've thought that he was.
Yeah.
Because he hit that big shot years ago in the finals. We're all hanging on to that. I know I have been, and I've seen it in moments. He has flashes. He ain't worth it.
He's a great offensive player. He's not a great defensive player. He's a great offensive player, and I think if you have the right mix, he's a valuable guy to have. So can they build that right mix? I have no idea. And it could be that they decide what you guys decide.
So you have to bring in all guys that he thinks are on his level.
You
they
do.
Have to be on his basketball level, and yep. He has to be able to respect them. How are you going to be able to do that?
I don't know, and it might not be possible. So, listen, everything you're saying might be right. I would keep him. I believe in talent in that league, and you can't win without it.
Give me TNT3, please.
When you say it's a wrap, are we talking about it's a wrap as the way we see this current franchise?
Yes, because, Kenny, we said coming into the season, they got too much talent. They don't have any.
Too much of the same talent.
Yes. The only player, they got two guys on their team who don't care about anything but winning, Al Horford and Smart. Those guys, and Baines too, he's one. But all those other guys, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Tatum, they're offensive players. And that's not a knock. But if the only thing you're going to bring to a team is offense, it's not going to work. And we said that at the beginning of the season. We said, who's on this team going to sacrifice? And they don't have sacrificable players.
Okay, so it goes back to this question. They're talking about on the floor. Is it a bigger issue on the floor with Kyrie or off the floor with Kyrie?
Off.
And explain yourself.
Okay, because I think that Kyrie doesn't make the kind of sacrifices that are and respect his teammates to the level that they're willing to make sacrifices for him. That's the problem. And so Kyrie looks at it and says, well, why am I going to give you the ball? You're not good. And then they look at it and say, you want me to play defense for you? Or you want me to then just stand up by the line and make my shots? Or accept my role when you spit in my face like that? Kyrie's a horrible leader. Horrible.
Okay.
The irony is that, or he became one. I don't remember being this way last year.
Here's a bigger question. So I would agree if Kyrie Irving was LeBron James, that I would blow everything else up, move everybody else, build it around him because that's what wins in the league if he's LeBron or that type of player. Durant, LeBron, I don't know who else you put on that short list.
Kawhi Leonard.
You put Giannis on that list?
Now you do. Yep, right? Sure you do.
So is Kyrie Irving on that list?
Nope.
Okay, let me just hear from Kenny Smith or whoever, TNT number four. Let me hear their opinion first.
But it will work if you step up. You can't complain about not being a man. Ask to be the man now so that you are the man.
I'm sorry, that's my fault. It's Jalen Rose number three, I think. Jalen Rose number three from the Get Up Show.
James Harden and the Greek Freak, there's a reason why both of those guys were 1 and 2 in the MVP race. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving is a really talented all-NBA player, but he's not on their level. And that gets exposed in a series like this. Both of the team's best players took 22 shots. One team's made 15, Greek Freak. The others made 7. Kyrie, you can't go to the podium and say, I could have took 30 shots. You can't do that. This team made it to the conference finals last year without him. And as a matter of fact, they beat Milwaukee. You got to have a little more humility and respect for your teammates. That's what Marcus Morris is talking about when he says, our offense is affecting our defense. In other words, taking all of these bad shots.
Okay, and they were showing a B-roll of Kyrie missing horrible shots last night and leading to transition hoops to the Bucks. So Jalen Rose says Kyrie Irving not on their level. So why are you blowing it up and building around someone who's a second tier, you know, still an elite NBA player, but not that franchise number one? Why are you doing that?
Because he's close.
You still think he's close.
And you know what holds him back?
I think offensively he is, yeah.
Yep, I would agree. But you know what holds him back? Too much of a bitch streak in him. And that ain't going to change. That has been proven here in these last three games. I mean, especially last night. Walking off the court with time remaining, yes, we all know the game was over. But technically it wasn't. You wait until the end and act like an effing professional. For God's sakes. That was the worst of the worst. And then he gets up there. Who cares? Who cares? You've got to be kidding me.
So again, these are like two different discussions, at least as far as I'm concerned. So the thing last night, you know what that reminded me of? LeBron taking off his jersey.
Hell yeah. Exact same thing. He's the same guy, just shorter.
I mean, and not as good. And he's not as good.
It's the same guy.
So the guys you were just rattling off a second, the top four players in the league, LeBron, Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and now the Freak. Okay, the difference between them and Kyrie, they impact the game at both ends of the floor. Even Durant, like you say, well, Durant alters shots. He's a factor defensively because he's hard to shoot over. Durant's not a liability defensively when he wants to play. Durant can be a good defensive player. Kyrie is a liability defensively. He doesn't get that, though. See, he doesn't look at, this is his, like, I just think, and maybe this makes me stupid, to me, someone should be able to say to him, do you honestly think you're as good as those four guys? And if he says yes, then you guys are right. Then that's it. You got to cut bait and move on. But I would like to think
he called himself a basketball genius last week, Maz.
I know, but that doesn't mean anything.
He believes it, and that's everything wrong with this guy. It's his coddled privileged background with his father, who was the star at BU, Rod Strickland, his godfather, a prep school kid. All of that is coming to fruition right now with his attitude.
I'll take it if he wins you playoff games. So you'll take all of that. And now let's play the Shaq cut, Jimmy. Because now, again, the TNT panel on Kyrie number four, it's worth all of it if you produce at this time of year. But, as says Shaq.
But it will work if you step up. You can't complain about not being a man. Ask to be the man now that you are the man. You got to step up. This is the time you got to step up. I don't want to hear no excuse. I don't want to hear none of that. If you shoot 22 times, better hit more than 7 shots in the playoffs.
Let me tell you something. We get up. Me and you been superstars. We get all the credit and we get all the blame.
All the blame.
He wanted that. Super. I don't want to share the limelight with LeBron. Okay, I want my own team. Now, this is the price you pay. That's the way it works. Yep. The people that I always tell people never say, man, Mark West didn't win the championship. They never said Sabalos didn't win the championship. But I love both of those guys. They said Charles Barkley didn't win the championship. That's the way it is. And that's what Kyrie, he says, I want to be my own man. And now you're your own man who going on vacation Thursday morning, 8 o'clock.
That's it. He says, put it all on me. I'm it. I'm the man. Then he gets in the playoffs and has 3 straight gag jobs like that. And then he
pukes on himself.
And is told about it and says, who cares? Oh, please.
Yeah, who cares?
Oh, listen, he brought all this on himself.
Come on.
He brought it all on himself. I mean, the guy wanted the attention. He wanted the spotlight. And then he went out there and they turned on the spotlight and he wet his pants.
Okay, your reaction right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Mothers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Giannis.
Here he comes.
Driving in on Morris, turns, fades, flip shot, got it. Ooh, that was tough. He was at the dotted line.
Well, they are pushing Kyrie to his left hand.
Connaughton gets the three away and beats the buzzer with it. Middleton, open three, got it.
Middleton was sitting there waiting for that basketball to come back.
Mirotić up fakes the three. Jaylen Brown sails by, and Mirotić knocks down the three to break the tie. Marcus Smart flips back to Rozier. Straightaway three, blocked by Connaughton. Catches the outlet pass, does Connaughton, slams with two hands, and that may be the signature play of game four.
Whoa.
Here comes Giannis driving, spinning, slamming.
Oh, that was nasty.
Bledsoe, left-hand dribble pass, Jaylen Brown catches up to the basketball, lays it in, and not going to happen tonight.
Two birds coming out.
You left the court a few seconds before your teammates, before the game was over. What did you think in those seconds going into the locker room?
The game was over.
You know, I'm sorry to say, but our offense is dictating our defense. We're not making shots, we're not getting back. I feel like we've been, you know, pretty soft.
Jimmy Stewart putting that together. Marcus Morris at the end saying we're pretty soft. You're shaking your head in agreement, nodding your head in agreement.
I mean, I don't know a better word for them. I felt that way all year long. You know, think about all those games where the other team goes on a run and before you know it, it's 17-0 or, you know, 21-2. Or how many of those happen this year? How can you be a tough team when that happens? They cave. They cave over and over and over again, and they cave because they're not together. They're not with it. They hate each other deep down. You know, they won't line up behind Kyrie because he's an absolute garbage leader, like all of it. And, you know, this is what you get when you get to the tough games and the moments get difficult. They implode because they don't believe in each other. It's a huge problem.
Okay, we continue with your reaction. You've heard ours. Joe in Lincoln. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, a few years ago, you guys would mock me when I called up because I love the Kelly Olynyk, Isaiah Thomas Celtics, but that was a resilient team. That was a team that didn't quit even when things were bad. And let me tell you honestly, who would you rather have in the playoffs, Isaiah Thomas or Kyrie?
So, Kyrie on paper, but this is the problem. Look, I'm not into the likable loser thing. That's not my deal. You know, a team that the gritty Celtics, the bridgy Celtics that goes to the Eastern Conference Finals, that has no chance to win a championship, but we appreciate their grit.
You saw what the ceiling was.
Yeah, I don't want that team either. I'm not pining for that team. A two-round team that I can, you know, appreciate. Screw
you got
that.
Quite a dilemma here now.
Well, screw that. I want a champion. So I'm okay with a-holes on the team. But when the a-hole only takes me to the second round, then, you know, then what's the point of the a-hole? Give me the gutty team that takes. That's the whole point. I've got to see it on the floor, Maz. And this was a litmus test sort of series that showed you Kyrie's value to the team and the operation. And he's not proving it. If you think the Celtics are better with Kyrie than without him, that is a theoretical. That's a theory. It's not a fact. It's a hypothesis, not a fact. The facts on the floor show you that he has not improved them on the floor.
Correct.
Okay, so it just has to be a supposition, which is fine. Your supposition might be right. Just don't tell. I still want to see it on the floor. And it hasn't happened. Obviously, it hasn't happened.
No, it went the other way. They got worse. I mean, again, now look, he's at the front of it. He's not alone, though. He's at the front of it. And he acts like an insufferable tool. He's just impossible to like, which makes him easier to launch at.
Okay, so again, is the problem on the floor or off? Harold in the car, is the problem with Kyrie on the floor or off?
It's on the court. It's obvious, the off-the-court stuff. He's a net negative on the court to this team. You know, I was thinking about it. This reminds me of the Brady Bledsoe thing a million years ago. How can this young, skinny Michigan six-round guy come in and beat out the almighty Drew Bledsoe? How could he possibly be better?
So
you got to suspend your brain and use your eyes. Stop looking at it analytically and see what you're watching. He's a net negative. There's a reason the young guys have regressed.
Okay, so, and Carol, I'm going to cut you off. We mentioned this before. What is odd, and I think it's more off the floor too, because I've seen Kyrie on the floor share the ball and be a team player, and I don't feel like he's a ball hog. I don't look at him like Carmelo Anthony. I don't think on the floor, look, he was a dog last night. That was horrible offensive shots, and he's been dogging it on defense for a little bit here. But I think on balance, on the floor, I have very few complaints. Off the floor is the issue. And what is odd is that last year he wasn't pulling this crap. And I said this, you know, because we played the crap out of Kyrie this year because he's given us so much stuff in terms of it starts with me and it's my job to set the example for my teammates and these young guys got to know how to do this and all. Like, we've got reams of stuff of Kyrie calling out young players, sort of undermining the coach, putting himself on a pedestal, all this stuff. But it's all from this year. He didn't do it last year.
No.
He didn't.
No, but everything changed last spring.
And it worked last year on the floor and off the floor. So then this year, he turns into this raging egomaniac a-hole. And then that sort of, I think that seeped onto the floor, but it started with the thing off the floor. What changed?
Okay, so I told you, I don't know. I have a theory. And my theory is that they made a good run without him. And then all of a sudden, Kyrie looked at it and went, oh,
I've got to prove who I am.
Yeah, I think he got insecure about it.
Right, and he came back and was like, wait, this is my team.
Yeah, it's my
team. I'm the star.
My team. So he had to let everybody know it.
I'm the star.
Right. And the young guys who are not as good as they think they are.
They handled it poorly too.
Looked at it and said, what do you mean? We just got there without you. And he's looking at it going, you got there without me because you played the Bucks. You had home court. You played a Philly team that's clueless. And then you lost at home in Game 7 to LeBron. Okay, so you think you're good, and you are, but you're not great. I'm great. And then it became that. It became this territorial little spitting match where all of a sudden, who's more important? You're not as important as you think you are. That's what it became. Egos. And it went down the toilet. That's where it went, right down the toilet. And so Kyrie, the fact is, it's true of all of them. None of them individually are as good as they think they are. Including Kyrie.
Brandon in Boston. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hold on for a second. Thank you. I got to take you guys off speaking, but I just want to talk about Kyrie. Now, I kind of lost my train of thought because I've been on hold so long, so now I'm just going to have to say this real quick. Who would you ever have? I'd rather have Stephon Curry than Kyrie Irving because this guy knows how to work off the ball. He's not a ball hog.
Okay, let me stop you. You're not going to get Steph Curry. I think Kyrie's fine off the ball, too. The on-the-floor stuff, again, he played horribly last night. He dogs it on defense sometimes. But I think, generally speaking, his game on the floor is terrific. I have very few qualms with it. It's the off-the-floor thing and
I'd rather Kemba Walker. How about that? That's another guy.
So look, here's the thing.
He alienated his teammates.
There are 25 really good point guards out there, and I just made that number up. But there's a lot of good point guards.
There are
a lot who might be 85 to 90% of the player of Kyrie, but come with none of the bull crap. And so is Kyrie worth that 10% for all the garbage? Not so far, he's not. He hasn't proven to me that he is yet. So if you think he is, that's a theoretical. That's a hypothesis, like I keep saying. It hasn't been proven on the floor. If he proves it on the floor, I'll say, fine, I'll put up with all the crap, because that's what you do. You put up with the crap of LeBron to go to the finals every year. Fine. Fair trade-off. To lose to the Bucks in the second round? To get smoked, to get emasculated at home on back-to-back nights? I'm not putting up with this bull crap for that.
I mean, to lose games three and four at home, you're not even close. You're not even close. And that's the alarming part of it. And so everything you're saying about Kyrie is fair. I'm not here to defend Kyrie. I'm just telling you, I think it's a talent league, and I would keep the talent. That said, if Kyrie doesn't get a clue, he's never going to win anywhere he goes if he's the best player on the team. So that's the irony of it. If he goes and plays it with Durant, it's Durant's team. It's not Kyrie's team.
Okay, let's see if the ego can handle that. If the prophet can handle being the vice prophet, I don't know if he can handle that. Here's Murray's update. We come back and talk about the whole theory, the whole thing of flipping the switch. How has that worked out?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Number one, it's a wrap.
Okay.
But we said, going into the series, you know, Boston, you know, you've asked, how many times this you asked me when Boston would lose five?
Every time I've seen you.
Yeah, you're like, has Boston finally got together? And Meshack and Kenneth said, you cannot turn it on and off. Then they beat an undermanned Indiana team. You heard all these jackasses on TV talking about, this is what the Celtics been waiting on. And you heard some press says, well, we were waiting for the playoff. It doesn't work like that. And now you're playing against a team, and we talk about how hard Milwaukee plays.
No question.
And they kind of panicked in game one, but now they're just going to...
That whole idea about flipping the switch, I bought in. I thought they'd sort of, because again, LeBron's teams did it. Kyrie's little LeBron. And it sort of had the whiff of they were doing it there. They won their first five playoff games, first three playoff games on the road. They win in Milwaukee convincingly in game one. I'm like, oh, so they did it. So you can just do that in the NBA. Turns out not so much. Turns out you never fully bought in, Maz, did you?
No, I didn't. I told you because I wanted to see how they dealt with the adversity. Like, it was easy to do it against Indiana. Indiana didn't have any talent. So Milwaukee has the freak. Like, at Middleton, I think Middleton's a good player. So, like, I look at that and I say, well, you know, and more importantly, the Bucks had home court. So after game one of the Milwaukee series, I said, okay, like, that's a good sign. But I wasn't ready to jump on the Paul Pierce train and say that it's over.
Look, I was.
Yeah, me too. I feel like such an idiot, too, because I knew. Oh, like most of this season, don't be a sucker. Don't buy in. They're a bunch of gutless frauds. And after that one game, how could you not? You know what it was? I was afraid to have an egg on my face.
No, but I'll tell you why. It's the talent. The Celtics are still more talented.
They are.
They're still. That's what makes this thing such a joke. Last night, again, folks, last night, the game was fixed. In your favor, as you knew it was, as you knew it would be, the standard NBA seven-game playoff series fix was in.
The league was trying to give him the game.
You were down 2-1. You were on the wrong side of the whistles in game three. So in game four, wouldn't you know it, shocker upon shocker, Giannis gets into foul trouble and is on the bench with tons of time left, like 8 minutes left in the third quarter or something. Yeah. He went to the bench early. In that third quarter, like shocker, like the most obvious, like NBA playoff 101. Okay. You're down 2-1. You didn't get the whistles in game three. So here comes game four and their best player goes to the bench with four fouls with eight something minutes left in the third quarter. But for good measure, just to make sure that you really got this game, the league said, you know what? We won't just give you Giannis. We'll give you Middleton too. We'll give you your two best players. Cause then Middleton goes to the bench for a stretch in the third quarter. And you got beat. You got beat. You lost that stretch to George freaking Hill and Pat Connaughton. And that, you've got to be kidding me. With all of your players on the floor, with Kyrie on the floor, Horford on the floor. Can you believe that? And you know what? Again, good for the NBC Sports Boston postgame show. They were not homers in this stuff. Scal could barely believe, like any of us could believe. When Giannis goes to the bench, you're like, okay, here you go. The league handed it to you. Now you're going to take it. We're back on track, and here you go. Turns out just the opposite. Give me Scal, too.
You know, we've heard the excuses. The play, the regular season. Three games in four nights. Whatever. It doesn't matter. This is what matters. Flip the switch. Well, when Giannis went to the bench, we needed to flip the switch, and the switch didn't get flipped. 9% during that time? This is not good. You know, I get it, man. It's like the Bucks are a good team. Budenholzer deserves a ton of credit. The way that they played, the adjustments that they made, give them the staff, the players, Giannis, give them all credit. But when Giannis goes to the bench in the third, you got to ratchet it up. So you got to force Mike Budenholzer to put Giannis back in the game with those four fouls. Now we can play a little chess match. Yeah. He didn't even have to do that. Giannis goes to the bench. Bucks go 21-13. Giannis rests.
He gets fresh, dominates the fourth quarter.
They shot 9% with Giannis on the bench. Is that the right number? That's what he said. I don't know.
Could be. Yeah, could be. Again, look, they're gutless. They're gutless. They're a gutless, soft team. They have no pride. They have no professional pride. That's what they're insulting as a group, is what they are. Every criticism you lay at them, they deserve.
That stretch in the third. Give me another scowl on that. Number three.
He might go down as an immortal, a top 10, maybe a Mount Rushmore. I don't know where he's going to end up. But Kyle,
yes.
He goes to the bench, and the Celtics get outscored by 8 points.
That can't happen.
No.
And you got Kyrie on the floor.
And when you're back against the wall at home,
right.
You've got to figure out a way. Now, we can sit here and say, well, hey, make miss league, make extra pass, all that stuff. If Giannis goes to the bench, think about the Bucks team without Giannis.
Right.
How can that team on this day, in this quarter, outscore the Celtics 21-13?
Okay, great point.
He's right.
Look at that group on the floor. Pat Connaughton and George Hill and Eric freaking Bledsoe, who, I am sorry, is a freaking loser still. That guy's a loser. Never mind. Brooke Lopez and Mirta. Half the Bucks move around like Herman Munster out there.
They really do.
Giant lumbering oafs 3 feet outside the three-point line.
We now got a 90-game sample size, I think it is. We've seen this before throughout the regular season where they're losing to lesser teams, getting their asses kicked. The Knicks, Orlando a couple of times, Phoenix at home. We've seen it before. Again, shame on me for taking the Chiefs in game one. It's because they are so talented on paper.
Here's one thing that I did underestimate with the Bucks, and I'll give them credit for, is Giannis' competitiveness. When he gives a crap, man, he gives a crap. And he is a force. But we all know that physically. But I think there's something that makes him tick that I didn't give him credit for. And you know what? This is where it's to his and the Bucks' advantage. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I tried it, did not grow up in this putrid, spoiled basketball culture of America. He grew up as a Nigerian immigrant that wasn't even afforded. He's called the Greek freak. Do you understand that they didn't even give him Greek citizenship until just before the draft, because the Greek government said, well, let's take credit for him because we don't want the Nigerians to take credit for him. He was going to go into the draft as a Nigerian because he doesn't have full citizenship in Greece, or he didn't until right before the draft. They don't grant you citizenship there, even if you're born there. So he grew up in, you know, just horrible setting in Greece as a Nigerian immigrant selling like baubles on the street.
Correct.
To support his family. Like, you know, like on the street corner in New York, like sunglasses and crap like this to support his family. And so he comes at this from a little bit of a different place. And some of these guys that get identified at 13 here in the U.S. and get put into the AAU thing.
And it shows.
And they think they're God's gift by the time they're 15 and never, you know. So, like, that whole thing, there's this whole rotten basketball culture that has sprung up in this country. Giannis doesn't come from that. He comes from garbage, you know, basically. And so he's got a whole different mindset and mentality and DNA to him, and it's to his favor. And you saw it. Like,
he's got some killer in him.
He does, man. He's got it because he's a street kid, and a true street kid, not a street kid who was taken and plopped into something else at 13 like happens here. He's a street kid. And I guess his brother called him after game one and laid into him and, you know, sort of, I don't know, did the brother thing. And since then, so Giannis has that thing that I didn't give him credit for. I think that's...
Well, because he looked so meek and wilted in game one, too. It's like, okay, it's too big of a moment for him. Like, okay, you won your first series, but it was kind of fake, just like the Pacers series was from the Celtics when they beat Detroit. Game one, he didn't look good. Since then, no, he's got that, like, that Kobe and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett killer thing. He does.
Yeah, he doesn't have the perimeter game yet. But last night, I mean, this was way more impressive than game three.
I agree. He was efficient.
I mean, game three, you say, well, they put him on the line all night. He got every call. Like, you know, 22 free throw attempts. Last night, I think he had 10. He went 15 of 22 for 39. 39. He took the game over.
Okay, so that thing, like, I don't...
Despite some adversity, he took the game over.
I don't totally blame the Celtics there. When Giannis gets that thing, he's sort of one of those unstoppable players. So that's going to happen. George Hill and Pat Connaughton blocking you on the perimeter, beating you down the floor, and then dunking on you and dangling his jock strap in how does Pat Connington's jock taste, Boston? Never mind the big Greek sack that you've had to deal with the last couple of days. How about Pat Connington?
There's no G.
How does that taste? I don't care if there's a G or not. That kid.
Well, there is a G, but it's silent.
That kid. That's the... Giannis is on the floor for, I'm sorry, off the floor for 8-9 minutes in the third quarter, and you lose that stretch.
I feel like I've been saying this for months. I'm going to say it again. They're soft, Mike. They're soft. They're gutless, and they're soft. And you know what? This is when it rears its head, when you've got to actually go against a team that has maybe not as much talent as you, but some. Unlike Indiana, which had squat, and he still had to fight to win some of those games, by the way.
Okay, I promise. Right back to your phones after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And I said this the day that they signed Kyrie. They used to be a pace and space team where the ball and the movement dictated who got the shot. Kyrie Irving is a ball-dominated, isolation type of player. They used to be a team where Al Horford, their center, led them in assists.
Right.
Okay, that was their style. Now they've chosen to give the ball to Kyrie to take them home. He's shown that he can't be the best player on a contending team. And I agree with you. He's done in Boston. And you ready for this? You ready for this? The teammates will help him pack.
Again, Jalen Rose on ESPN. His teammates will help him pack. The question with Kyrie is twofold. Does he want to be here? Certainly doesn't feel like it. Hasn't felt like that for months. Hasn't felt like that since the Super Bowl week. Hasn't felt like he's wanted to be here. But do you even want him? That's another question. Is he worth building around? Is he that good? So that's all on the table now. He certainly hasn't proven it on the floor, that's for sure. Off the floor, it's been ugly. And so that's the big story today. We've also got all this Bruins stuff, which we will circle back to as well. Bruins deserve their due, sort of the polar opposite of the Celtics right now. A likable team, resilient. Resilient, likable team that has a real chance. But anyway, back to the phones. Joe is in Milwaukee. He's calling us. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm originally from Chicopee, Massachusetts. Yesterday you guys said that Connington is a stiff. I think Connington is exactly the kind of guy Boston needs. He hustles. He knows his role. He provides energy, and I think that's what Boston lacks. Boston's got better talent. But the Bucks are a better team. There's no role players. I don't think there's any role players on Boston. They don't know what they're supposed to do.
Okay, so that's kind of true, Joe. Like, they've lost their role player thing. And
no question.
The problem is, the thing is, Pat Connington grows on trees. Like, you could just pick up Pat Connington or someone like him anywhere. There's no special...
We had him. Jay Crowder, Jonas Jerebko. Name these stiffs.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you.
Oh, we can. In fact, we can go to Kelly's Roast Beef on Revere Beach right now and find about three of them, for crying out loud. Pat Connington. So, again, I would like to personally apologize to the Connington family for my remarks yesterday.
Did you hear from them?
No, but I saw a picture of them. You know, they flashed to them in the crowd last night, and then I felt bad. I went, oh, they're real people.
They're like the Keebler elves, man.
Like, they actually exist. There they are. There's his mom and his dad, and I went, oh, my God, they must hate me. Like, after I dumped all over their kid and called him a stiff. And I will say this. He knows his role. The caller's right. He comes in and does what he's supposed to do. But the fact that the Celtics got beaten by him, embarrassing. Embarrassing.
To have him dangling his jock in your face, hanging on the rim. That is, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, my gosh. Again, this all comes back to the Celtics. That game last night, down 2-1, at home, best of seven series, that's an NBA layup. That's a layup.
Oh, the league wanted you to win so bad, they gave it to you. They sent the Bucks' two best players to the bench.
I mean, if you're a half-decent team, That's automatic, that game. That game's automatic. You just have to not suck to win that game last night, and they sucked.
Bernard in Abington. Go ahead, Bernard.
Maz, I want Kyrie out of my city. I can't stand him. He's a prima donna. He's overrated. The one thing every champion leader in this team has, the one thing in common, they step up, they clutch, they want the ball, everybody falls in line, they know when to open their mouth and they know when to shut it and lead by example. He's a dog. Find a way to get Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis here. Blow this thing up, Danny. End it. I want Kyrie gone.
Okay. The blow it up thing, though, is just missing the mark. I'm okay with wanting Kyrie gone because he hasn't made it better. He's made it worse. But you don't have to blow it up. If you get rid of Kyrie, you have a good young group with a good coach that worked well together, and you just sort of reset. And you got to be more patient, and maybe you're taking a step back, and you have to sort of let some of the money come off your books. Kyrie's money comes off your books. Horford eventually comes off your books in another year. Then you have room for another max slot. Tatum and Brown develop into what you think they could be. Borderline all-star players, if not all-star players, and you add a third piece to it with that money that you get back. You still have Hayward, and there you are. There's your plan B. I mean, it's sort of simply put. Again, it's going to take a little bit longer. You're going to have to be more patient. But that's what you could do. You don't have to blow it up. Or you go in the other direction. You blow out all the kids. You package them for Anthony Davis. You add to Kyrie. Maybe you fire the coach because it's not the right coach for him to coach superstars. And you go in that direction. You're not blowing it up. But you do have to pick.
So you said it properly earlier. You got to make a choice. You got to make a choice now because, again, it's got to be one or the other because these things can't coexist. That spring series last year, that spring run without Kyrie and Hayward changed everything. And these guys can't coexist now. The mix is wrong. It doesn't work. And the coach might be an element in that too. Like the Kyrie Stevens thing, that feels like a problem because Stevens wants to coach it like it's Butler. And you know what? That's great. I admire the concept. I admire the. I just don't know if you win in the NBA that way.
Okay, we've got Kevin in Utah. Hi, Kevin.
Hey guys, thanks for the call. I mean, anyway, so I was calling. I think Kyrie lost some value by coming here and acting the way he has. I mean, what team is really going to want all of that? And he's really a number two now. That's what he showed himself. Thanks, guys.
Okay. I think he's more number two, totally.
Definitely.
Okay? And not just in terms of on the floor, but especially off the floor. If your franchise is at the mercy of his moods, you're in big trouble. He's not good enough to be at the mercy of his moods. LeBron, you'll be at the mercy of his moods because he's that good. Kyrie does not rise to that level, so he can't be the one. He's got to be the two. But did he lose value? I doubt it. I doubt it.
Not in that league.
No, because... You're telling me the Knicks, to pair him with Kevin Durant, won't pay him every last cent they're allowed to under the cap?
Of course they will.
Bring him in and clear out the decks for him? Of course they will. And so would the Clippers, if he's the second guy to go to the Clippers, or so would the Brooklyn Nets, if he's the second guy to go to the Nets. He'll have three, four, I don't know how many teams have the room for it that would make sense for him, but he will have three, four, five teams lined up to give him every dime they possibly can and give him whatever role he wants. So... Unfortunately, nope. I don't think his value's been hurt.
No, because he's got the talent.
It's been hurt here. It's been hurt here where there are a large number of Celtics fans, majority or not, I don't know, who say enough of this guy. We don't even want him.
Yeah, and look, again, I don't blame people for feeling that way. I mean, you either say, I can't have this guy on my team because I can't stand him, or you say, nope, I'm a talent person and I'll take the talent. It's really one or the other because Kyrie makes you choose. He's that kind of pain in the ass. But you know what? Really, when you get down to it, you know what the big problem is with Kyrie? Winning's not the most important thing to him. It's your best player has to want to win. It has to be that way.
And I think this is with Giannis. I think Giannis is driven to reach that level and to be that guy. And maybe because Kyrie's already been there, he's sort of lost that. It clearly wasn't the most important thing to him here. The most important thing to him here was to establish himself as the star.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. And if you want to win badly enough, you're willing to defer to win. Which is why, like, you look at a guy like Horford, and you say, Horford wants to win. He's just not talented enough to dominate the game. He's a good player. But Kyrie?
Well, even like the way that Kawhi Leonard's made it work in Toronto, you really haven't heard a peep out of him all year, and he's kind of in the same situation.
And now there are reports out there that he might stay.
Right.
Like, on top of that. Like, so, but to me, I look at Kawhi Leonard, and I say, when he plays, He has a singular objective, to win the game.
No, this baby here has got dumb movies to promote and his friend's Nike junk that's supposed to be coming out next week.
No, he wants the attention. He wants the shots. He wants the ball. He does, and again, his teammates see through that. It's a problem.
Okay, we continue. Kyrie, we'll welcome the Bruins calls back in. Plenty of get to with that team to you right after Murray's 90-second update here. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.